I can only imagine right now, here, if we're having Bible study tonight, and I turn and look, and the king walked in that door. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me, Lord. Am I teaching this word right, God? You know, please, Lord. You know, is that the way we would be? Because he's the king, and it's a good thing he is merciful, isn't it? Because, see, you can't lie to him about nothing. He knows your heart. And he knows, just like this woman that couldn't get her prayers answered. And for all those years, she's cut off. And when she finally said, well, God, what did I do wrong? He said, you stole from your last employer. Wow. And you've never made restitution to that. Now, God commanded her to make restitution. Now, you he might forgive. I remember a preacher friend of mine. He's now deceased, but he was an older guy, much older than me, but he was one of my great friends years ago. He told me a great story one time. He said, when God called me to be a preacher, he said I had to go to seminary, and so I took off and I was going to go to seminary. And while I was going to seminary, I said, God, I don't have enough money to make it, so I'm going to stop tithing while I'm going to seminary. He said, everything that could go wrong went wrong. He said, after about 6 months, I went to the Lord and said, Lord, I repent. He said, I went to the bank, and I told the guy, I said, I need this much money to catch up on my tithe. Well, you loan me the money until I get out of school, and then I can start paying you back, but I got to catch up on my tithe. And he said, I did. And he said, everything started going smooth again. Isn't that amazing? But he was going to be a preacher. God was holding him more accountable. You know, those of us that teach the Word of God, He holds us more accountable than He does those that do not teach the Word of God. That's also written in the Word. He said, be not the master, you know, the teacher of many things, because I expect you to know what you're talking about, and if you're going to teach my Word, I expect you to teach it accurately. Prepare. Know what you're doing. You know, don't just get up and start talking about my Word, because if you do, you can miss it. You know, how many times do you know that if you just read one scripture and start to build a doctrine around it, you can be wrong? You can be very wrong. We know that, don't we, James? Yeah, James knows that. We all know that. You know, you can just like Dave's found out now, he said one of the best things they taught him at seminary when he did go to ORU working on his master's, that when you start somewhere, if you're starting it maybe in a chapter, read about 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 chapters before and read 5 or 6 chapters after and try to put it all together and see what God's trying to tell you. Because sometimes that's what you have to do. You know, he won't do it like this other. But just think, when it comes to lying, especially lying about money, we think about this sin unto death. Now then, we don't even talk about the sin unto death hardly at all anymore in the church. I mean, God's merciful. He would never do that to us. But this was written to the church. This is in the book of 1 John. This is not in the Old Testament. This is under the New Testament, under our covenant. The book of John, 1 John, he's writing these things to you and me. Do not commit the sin unto death. Well, I don't know what the sin unto death is in every case. But all sin, you know, is wrong. Now, how do you know what could be the sin unto death? I don't know. In fact, what might be a sin unto death for Deborah might not be a sin unto death for me, or vice versa. But the thing about it is, what am I trying to get across to you? That's exactly it, Lisa. No sin. If you don't sin, you can't go wrong, can you? You know, so if you get out here on the highway and the speed limit says 60 out here, then you drive 60. If you come down here somewhere that says 55 and you don't know where the 55 and the 60 is, just drive 55 the whole way out through there, and then you know you ain't going to be wrong, right? And that way, if you missed that when it said you could go to 60, you said, well, last time I saw it was 55. That police officer is not going to stop you and tell you you're driving 5 miles an hour too slow, but he definitely might stop you and tell you you went through from a 60 to a 55 and now you're driving 60, and so you get a ticket. And he'll do that to you, won't he? Yeah, so if you don't know where that is, just drive 55 everywhere. Then you don't have to worry about it. You don't commit the sin unto death. But just look at that. If any man sees his brother sin a sin which is not unto death, we can ask the Lord, And he'll give him life for them that sin not unto death. Now, there is a sin unto death. I don't want to commit that one. Do you, Benjamin? I ain't ready to die yet. I like to live. Yes, brother.
What is this?
Oh, wait a minute. Just a second. Let me give you a mic here. So,
I just wanted to ask a question because I prayed this verse over people. When you're asking for life, what exactly are you giving that person? Is it like forgiveness or what exactly?
When you're asking them for life?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you want to ask the Lord to give them life and give them good, healthy life, abundant life. You know, you don't want them to be sick or nothing like this. Yes, brother.
I just wanted to bring to your attention here on Acts 12, verse 23, where Herod Agrippa, he gave a speech and accepted all this praise from people, and people are worshiping him, and the worms came upon him right in front of
Acts
people.
Acts 12, 23, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go over there too, that, Dave. Let's go to that. That's a good one. That's a very good scripture. Now, I want you to look at this. Some people have never seen this in the scripture, and let's look and see what happened. Now, before this, in Acts 12, 23, when we go a couple of verses back before, you'll realize that Herod was making a speech to the people. This is what's in the scriptures there in Acts 12. He's making a speech. He's the king. And as he's making this speech, some of the men out there saying, you know, this is not the voice of a man. This is the voice of God. This guy is so eloquent in his speaking. And they're saying that. And, of course, I can just see him up there saying, I really am something. Strutting around with his big robe. Ah, am I something or am I something? You know, I'm so good. Now, do you know people that when the glory is praise is given to them, they kind of gloat over it? Oh, I'm so good. You know, oh, I'm the best Bible teacher in the world. Woo! Let me tell you, you better be careful. You start strutting your stuff like that when somebody... It's okay for... You know, this is one of the... Also, the book of Proverbs talks about this is the hardest thing for man to overcome is praise. Praise will get you almost every time. If every time you do something, people praise you, it won't be long till you'll think you're somebody. You're not just a speck of dust anymore. You know, I'm somebody. Well, let me tell you, you're on dangerous ground because look what happened to this guy. An appointment with Herod was granted. When he arrived, Herod put on his royal robe, sat on his throne, and made a speech to them. In verse 22. The people gave him a great ovation, shouting, "It is the voice of a God, not of a man." Now, he's walking around up here on his platform. He's up here talking. You know, he's doing his thing. He's telling them all this stuff. And whenever he gets through talking, obviously the people were moved. Because they're shouting and giving him an ovation, standing up, clapping and everything. Wow, this is the voice of a God. This guy's good. Now, verse 23. Instantly, an angel of the Lord struck Herod with a sickness. Because he accepted the people's worship instead of giving the glory to God. See, if Herod had said, yes, the one I serve. Isn't he awesome? Give him praise and glory and honor. And then the praise would have went to the right place. But it didn't. He received it himself. Oh, you done a great job chasing that guy down. Oh, you were the greatest police officer on the block. Oh, you ain't going there, are you? Give all the glory to God. Guarantee. I mean, that was a great chase. You did a great thing, I'll have to say. But you know where to give the glory, don't you? Amen. Because we want to live, right? Amen. You're still here. It says, and instantly an angel of the Lord struck Herod with a sickness because he accepted the people's worship instead of giving the glory to God. So he was consumed with worms and died right there in the sight of the people on the platform. Would that move you? You're seeing a man up here walking around his robe, and he's the king. And he's making a speech to the people, telling them something, and they love it. And they stand up and give him a standing ovation and start declaring that he is a God instead of a man. And he receives it. And when he receives it, right there an angel says, and the sickness hit him right there, and he fell right there before the people, and the sickness began to consume his body, and they began to see maggots appear on his body, and they watched the maggots eat him right there on the platform. Would that bring fear on the church? But Herod wasn't a believer in the church. He was just a man. But he received glory which he shouldn't have received. And obviously God didn't like it, did he, Keith? Because an angel from who? An angel from the Lord struck him down right there and killed him with a sickness. And even the worms and the maggots begin to eat him right in front of everybody's eyes. I don't know if you've ever had the misfortune to live on a farm with especially sheep. We used to have sheep, and the maggots would get into a sore on a sheep, and I'd have to go out there and catch one of those sheep, and they'd have a big old sore on their body, and you'd have to dig the maggots out of that flesh on that animal, and then pour the medicine into the doctor. Those maggots were literally, they'd have a hole eat down in that animal because they'd been out there several days, and you know, they couldn't get up and go anywhere, and this sickness is destroying them. So I have seen this with my eyes on animals, and you know, and I've been there to have to dig those things out and then pour the medicine in to kill the bacteria so the animal can get well. And I've seen many a sheep get well, you know, when you go out and doctor them. Like, I know what it is to see maggots eating an animal, but I've never seen maggots eating a human being in front of everybody's eyes, because God was upset because he received the glory instead of giving it to the king. Who gave that man the power to make that wonderful speech? God did. Who gives you and me the ability to breathe every breath we breathe every day? God does. Don't you think we ought to thank him and praise him for it more often? Lord, I thank you. Yes, Lord, I thank you for that little red car I got. I can drive around in. Thank you for the fuel to drive that little thing. So fuel efficient, right? It ain't hard to worship him and praise him when we learn what he's like.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.